bit about what you want, I guess.
Well, yeah, you know, decent position. Obviously, tomorrow we've got to start fresh, build on that lead as much as possible. You know, when we do go, we've got to stay disciplined.
Was it a sort of team orders to try and just grind it out today, obviously, given the pitch and what have you, and the way that get England's bowlers into sort of second, third, fourth spells, etc.?
Well, I think, you know, that's what we said, you know, obviously, we know it's not going to be that easy, especially harder ball, obviously, taking off on the pitch. And you know, the longer they're on there, the better for us. And, you know, as I say, tomorrow we just got to come start fresh again.
Caribbean cricket is known for its flair, but this shows that it's supposed to be
Well, yeah, true. You know, I thought it was a good day for us. Obviously, Bravo played a very good knock there, very patient, and you know that was key for us. You know, the partnership. So we just got to continue that, start fresh.
It's good to see that all the boys are putting in, showing tenacity and trying to build an innings.
Well, yeah, good for the team. Obviously, you know, you see a guy fight, you know, you want to go in there and fight as well. So I think you know that was good on the team's percentage.
And you're feeling better about your form?
I'm feeling good. Obviously, my role is just to build that foundation for my team. And that's what I just want to continue doing.
How difficult is it for a batsman when you see some balls flying through and others keeping a bit low?
Oh yeah, mentally obviously you could think in the water, but the main thing on this pitch is you just got to forget what's going on and play what you see. And you know, that's the main thing.
How difficult is that?
Well, obviously it's difficult, but I ain't there. You just got to be strong and good. You know, try your best to just watch it as long as possible.
What do you see happening to the pitch over the next couple of days?
I think it will remain the same. In terms of the verbal bumps, I think it'll probably be the same because there's a lot of dentures in the ball in the surface, so the road didn't seem to get them all, so it'll probably be mainly the same.
What would you be happy chasing if you have to chase at all, of course?
I won't put a toll on it. You know, anything we get, you know, I'm backing us, but the main thing I will say right now is to get that lead and then, you know, put ourselves in a good position.
Does that sort of watchful style of batting come quite naturally to you?
Well, for me, obviously, a patient batsman, you know, and opening the batting, you know, for me, it's just about spending time up there and, you know, as I say, building that foundation for the guys to come.
You've attempted to have a bit of a hack? You've attempted to throw off the shackles and have a dart?
Well, I mean, pitch was quite tough, so I just wanted to fight for my team, you know, and however we could get any runs they got, but being up there, obviously, was crucial for us.
Craig, has it been a focus of the team's sort of tactical talks and team talks that you want to put lots of miles into Stuart Broad's legs and Jimmy Anderson's legs and, you know, to keep them bowling second, third, fourth spells?
Well, I mean, I guess that's obviously the plan when we play against teams. But I think we were very disciplined, you know, in this series thus far, batting wise. And obviously we batted well, you know, thus far in the series, and we just want to continue that.
Was Stuart Broad the pick of the England bowlers?
Yeah, I thought... Obviously, he was obviously with his height too. You know, it's quite difficult. But I thought all the boys really were disciplined. But obviously, he was getting some bumps. You know, obviously Stokesy as well. But it was a challenging pitch. I thought the boy really well, and it was good for us to, you know, to come up with a lead thus far.
With the height being a factor, do you feel like you guys are, your attack is better placed to get stuff out of that pitch than England?
I can't say it's better, but obviously we have Shannon Gill who's bowling quite fast, so it will be difficult batting him. Obviously Roach is in good form, but I think even outside, I think we have a good attack. But obviously England, I can't say, you know, ours is better, but it just, you know, who stays more disciplined.